Good morning.
Morning.
Never heard myself on a microphone.
It's awful.
I have been attending Lighthouse Baptist Church for a little over 2 months now, and it has changed my life tremendously. Growing up, I went to church pretty much every Sunday and got saved when I was about 8 years old. Also, I got baptized later in my 40s. I remember when I got saved, people telling me I should accept the Lord as my Savior, and if I didn't, I would never go to heaven and my sins wouldn't be forgiven. I love the Lord, but looking back, I realize I didn't really understand the responsibilities and importance of accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. Throughout my life, I always knew God was with me and felt as though our relationship was a good one. As I got older, I went to church very little and lived my life how I wanted to, doing things I shouldn't have. I drank to numb the pain of life and its stresses instead of relying on the love and strength of the Lord. And that would eventually be my downfall. I still prayed and talked to God, and He gave me many blessings. He gifted me with my wonderful husband, of 28 years, and three beautiful boys, and also a very close, loving family. Life was good, and it finally, but sometimes hard. My husband had Crohn's disease, and it finally took him from us 6 months ago. I miss him desperately. After his death, I retreated into a very dark place. Every time I thought things couldn't get worse, they did. One day, One day it just came to me I needed to go to church, not just any church, but this particular one. My friends told me about other churches, but I had my heart set on this one. I went that Sunday alone and scared. Before I even reached the door, a man named Tom was greeting me with a big smile and outstretched hand and proceeded to march me to the middle of the sanctuary and said, "Well, since you're new, we'll just sit you right here." The people around me were very friendly and kind. A woman from down the row walked over and introduced herself as Dixie and asked if I was sitting alone. I said yes, so she took my hand and said, "Just come sit with me." She has become a very important part of my life. Still, I couldn't let go of my grief, guilt, worry, and anxiety of sins long past. I finally spoke to Pastor, broken, and told him everything. He listened patiently, gave me a box of tissues, and then assured me that God still loves me, urged me strongly to let God take over my worries, guilt, and anxiety. He also suggested Friday evening ministry and seeking a mentor. So Miss Pat came into my life and asked me to think about being saved again. So in speaking over the phone in my living room, on my knees, I accepted Christ into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thanks. Since that day, the sun shines brighter, and I look forward to every new day with hope, faith, and trust in God. I am so thankful that God gave me a second chance and that it all happened at this particular church with all the people in it. Romans 10:13, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks.